from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
I bring to you the least shocking breaking news that you will hear anywhere this morning as you get ready. The least shocking breaking news that you could possibly hear. Yes, friends, it is true. Miss Monica Brooks is bad at Top Golf. This is
terrible.
I mean, the most shocking breaking news I've ever heard in my life.
It was so bad. I said, well, maybe I need to just try the left-hand club.
The left-hand club.
As if that was going to make a difference. It was awful, everything about it.
Monica Brooks went on an adventure this weekend, which included, you know, her passion is golf, Antoine.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I find it is her favorite sport. I'm sure you were watching hours upon hours of the Ryder Cup this weekend.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All of the cups.
Tell everyone who's not familiar with golf and probably needs some assistance, like, tell them about the Ryder Cup, because the Ryder Cup did happen this weekend. And what makes it a big deal? Like, what makes it different than a normal golf tournament? And why was it so exciting?
I mean, all the golf legends, they were there.
Like?
I mean, like Tiger Woods and Matthew Legacy, I think.
Matthew Legacy.
You know
Matthew,
him?
I don't know him, but I need to meet him.
Yes, like, remember,
do you know,
Joe Famous?
Yeah, you know, and Adam Hudson, I think he was there.
Yes.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember
Hudson,
him?
Of course.
And yeah,
then
all
the
legends.
Tournament itself is different. Why?
I mean, because the lawn looks different. There's more holes.
The lawn
looks a little different.
I've never heard to it referred as such.
The lawn.
The lawn. You know,
the yard.
The golf course. The golf course, it looks different.
Right.
And there's more holes.
There's more holes. Because 18 is never enough.
It's never enough.
I mean,
yes.
God forbid. So they play even more holes.
But it was fun, though. I will say Top Golf, it was really fun.
Right. Well, your passion and love for golf just transfers right over to Top Golf, which, if you are listening, you're not familiar with that. It's this big, gigantic facility that happens in other bigger cities where there's drinking and eating.
Yep.
And then you hit a ball into targets to try to score points.
It's pretty. it's a driving range with targets. That's really what it is.
It's a driving range with alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is true.
So Monica goes to Top Golf, and you learn that golf is really, it's not one of your sports,
it's
I guess.
It's not at all. But I already kind of knew that. But Top Golf, I think, is okay because people are enjoying beverages.
There's music, there are TVs.
Yeah. So there's so much going on.
Things to distract you from whatever Monica's doing out there.
Yeah.
Now, did it make you want to play more golf?
Not
learn
at all.
How to play golf?
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Because I went and did Top Golf once, and I also was very bad at it. But it made me, it was like, no, I want to be good at this because this is fun. This is a video game. Like, I want to do it. So I left wanting to learn more.
See, well, it made me think about my daughter. Like, Ava, she enjoys golf. She actually had golf lessons, and she's a lefty. She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was like, for mommy, no. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad sign when you think, maybe I should try the left-handed
club. Oh, yeah.
As in, this is like,
yep.
Yeah. So get
did
any
you
work,
hit
yes.
any other humans?
No.
Okay, that's good. You know,
yes.
No.
That's a good start. There we go. I figure Monica at some point, because what happens is they have all these targets, and if you get the ball in certain targets, you get a certain amount of points. I picture you just eventually trying to throw the ball.
That would have been better.
Just to try to get yourself some points and throw it in there.
I got a few points.
Yeah.
That was it.
I actually found, because I'm competitive and I don't want to look terrible when I do things, when I did Top Golf, which I'm also not good at golf, but what I'm halfway decent at is hitting the really close target, the one that's like the closest one.
Yeah, that's how I was able to win.
Right.
I was the worst golfer of all of them.
Right, because everybody else tries to show off and goes, look at me, I'm going to hit this one that's on the moon. And I'm just like, doink.
Yep. 15 points.
Doink. Yeah.
30 points.
I'm a grinder. I grinded it out, and I won. So that's all that mattered to me.
Yep.
Was not looking like a fool in front of everybody else. Oh, Monica, you'd be so proud of me this weekend.
Oh, what'd you do?
Because Monica went on an adventure this past weekend that was, this adventure came out of a night of beverages.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it happened in the first place, is Monica had some beverages. And
we were sitting around chatting, and I said, well, why don't we just go to North Carolina, go to Charlotte. Let's go. Let's go.
Right.
And I just, night was over. I went to bed, woke up, and they were like, okay, so when are we going? what did I say?
Like, where are we going?
Where are we going?
What did I do? Yeah. What's going on?
And it, I mean, a great trip. So, yep.
I was sitting by the fire pit on Saturday evening with my family, enjoying some steaks and the fire and some music. And the next thing I know, I'm going to Philadelphia. Look at me.
Wow. Wait,
okay, what's going on?
I'm going to a concert with my daughter.
All right.
Uh-huh.
What concert?
We're going to see a band called The Front Bottoms, which is favorite band in the whole wide world. And we were just sitting there talking, and there I was with my phone, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to be Father of the Year right here.
Okay.
I'm going to pay. And I said, look, we're going to a concert.
All right.
And then I said, wait, do you have any plans that weekend? Because
that would suck, but I mean, you can make it happen.
Yep. Front and bottom. I'm looking at him.
Yeah. I had to text my buddy who lives in Philadelphia. I said, hey, can we come over? Because it looks like we're coming to Philadelphia.
She owes all her success to the pandemic and a fortune cookie. How?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Well, Amanda, she said because of the pandemic, she lost her job. She's like, which she's like, oh, yeah, hey.
That's it. I've been waiting to leave this place.
But she said she was really down in the dumps, of course. You know, I was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know? So she says her husband, he orders some Chinese food. They're just sitting there having dinner, and she cracks open her fortune cookie, and it says, you will be successful in business.
Oh.
And she's like, okay. And just kind of, you know, tosses it to the side. Well, she decided to open up an Etsy shop with $150 she had left over.
All right.
And she makes homemade, custom-made banners. And she said overnight, it took off, and now she's a millionaire. The company is worth $12
million. $12
million? Yes, for her custom-made banners.
What kind of banners are these?
Expensive?
Very expensive.
Successful?
They cost $12 million each. She sold one.
Yeah, she said her company just blew up out of nowhere. And
what is it? I don't even know. What's a banner? Like a banner like... little Stevie, good luck graduation, that sort of thing?
Yes, just simple banners. And she said that her custom-made banners are amazing, and they took off $12 million, her company, from $150.
I want to know. I want to know how someone decides, I'm going to make banners.
Yeah, on Etsy. Right?
And then all of a sudden, there's that. What do you, Antoine, what do you figure you could make or sell on Etsy? Do you have any level of Etsy skill whatsoever?
None.
They're like little happy birthday banners and just simple banners. You know, like you see, there's nothing.
I mean, on a computer that anyone could just kind of type in?
No, I don't have any of the skills.
You have no skills?
To do anything on Etsy.
Yeah. But do you think Monica has any skill? What would Monica sell on Etsy?
Mm. I think like droplets of blood. Like ink blots, but blood.
Yes.
Blood blots.
Other people's blood.
Yes,
that's
what it is.
She just randomly finds blood and comes across it.
So they're just basic banners.
So you mean like a banner because I can't find it?
Like happy birthday.
Like intervention.
Yeah.
Like a big intervention banner. Like those kinds. That's an example though, right?
Right. Antoine, your drinking problem is hurting all of us.
Everybody knows when I say intervention banner, everybody knows what I'm talking about. If you say happy birthday banner, I'm not completely sure. If I say intervention banner, you know
what
it's
that
big
is.
Banner across the wall.
Okay, can I be honest? I don't know what an intervention banner is.
Like when you have an intervention, you got to put the banner up and say, hey, Zach, you hurt us.
I've never been.
It was attended many.
I like to crash them.
Because I've never attended one, nor have I been the subject of one yet.
You don't want to be, right?
No. Okay, so good to know. If I walk in my house and I see a banner,
a giant banner.
I got to turn the hell around.
Yes.
I got to get out of this.
All right. Zach, come in and sit down.
Right.
Father, why are you here?
Oh, we need to talk. I'll tell you, if I ever walk in my house and I see a bunch of chairs and a banner, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. Nope.
See you later.
Yeah, but she said her husband is just like, well, I can just quit my job and just help out with the company. It's just like, it's crazy. You never know what to take off.
I still don't even know why this took off.
I don't know, but during the pandemic, apparently people wanted a banner.
Needed a banner. Can we come up with an alternate banner company? I mean, I feel like, I don't know what makes her banner so special, but I feel like we should be selling banners. People, we need to sell banners.
Well, good for her.
I guess. I don't know. I'm happy for her, I suppose. But
yes,
always
you are.
Just a level of angry at all of them. Like, why you? Why you? Why? Find out with Miss Monica's pigskin picks.
Mm-hmm.
She's given very little information, And she supplies no more information than that when it comes to high school football.
Right.
We give her the schools that are playing and their mascots.
That's
Then from there, that is all it is. Oh, I got to tell you, football. I went to the Billy Idol concert on Friday night at Elmwood Park. Holy crap, that was crowded.
Yeah, I saw like videos on like Instagram. It looked like a party.
People were... I don't think anyone had been out since the pandemic started. That's how they all
were getting out of here.
That's how excited they were to get out. I had the most hilariously bizarre exchange with a guy who overheard one of my conversations because the show was over and I was saying goodbye to some people. And I said, all right, I got to go. I got to get up. I got football 8:30 in the morning. I got to leave. And he goes, I couldn't help but overhear that you said you had a football game at 8:30 in the morning. And since American football is not on at 8:30 in the morning, I can only presume that you are a fan of the beautiful game. Which team will you be watching in the morning? And I said, it's the under 10 Little Patriots. It's my son's football team. Hey, how's it going?
So it wasn't Manchester United.
It was not Man U. It was not Richmond. It was none of those. I'm like,
That's funny.
10-year-old Little Patriots? Very well then. Yes, of course. All right, so Monica had three predictions on Friday. We had four, but then COVID ate one of the games, so we had to move on from that one.
Monica's prediction scared them off.
Yeah.
They lied. Neither one of them had COVID. They said, you know what? Monica predicted us. Nah.
Game canceled.
We're not going to do it.
Well, we knew that... she predicted, I believe, and that was the Salem-Blacksburg game, that Salem was going to win 100-12.
It was something like that.
Right. And we said Blacksburg has no chance in this game. So I believe they came up with the COVID thing just to get out of that game. It was strategery.
Mm-hmm.
So that game went away. So we didn't have that one. So we only had three games.
Yes.
And also, just so you know, Monica is competing against the nickel all year as well. So we flip a coin and the nickel decides who it thinks is going to win the game as well.
All right.
So can Monica defeat a nickel in high school football? We'll find out.
All right. So the first game that Monica picked, it was Hidden Valley Titans visiting the Franklin County Eagles.
Yes.
Monica, you picked the Franklin County Eagles to win by a score of 21-17.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She thought the Eagles would win. She is a hater of ranch dressing, so I feel like that clouded her judgment with poor Hidden Valley. She said that. Well, what did the nickel say?
The nickel said that Hidden Valley would beat the Franklin County Eagles.
Okay.
And the result?
All right. The result, it was a close game. Hidden Valley won 28-21.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
So that is a loss for Monica and a win for the nickel.
The nickel. The
yep. So the nickel is beating you 1-0 right now. And the final score, what was the actual final score?
The actual final score was 28-21.
Okay.
Monica said it was going to be 21-17.
Okay.
So still fairly close.
In the general vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So no win for you to start off season. But there are many more games to go.
Yes. In the next game. It was the Cave Spring Knights traveling to the Pulaski County Cougars.
Yes.
Monica picked those corn-fed boys in Pulaski County to win by a score of 31-14.
Yes.
Right. Bit of a blowout right there.
Yes. The nickel picked the Cave Spring Knights to win an upset.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the nickel's the going nickel? Against you again.
And what happened with it?
All right. With a final score of 42-7, the Pulaski County Cougars won the game.
Okay.
All right, so that's a win for you. You're 1-1.
I'll take that, you stupid coin.
And our third and final game that Monica picked, it was the Patrick Henry Patriots taking on the Northside Vikings.
Yes.
Monica picked the Vikings to win a close game, 27-25.
Okay.
The nickel picked the Patriots to win.
Boy, this nickel doesn't like you at all.
Not at all. Man. Got a beef with me.
All right, it was a close game, but Monica was incorrect. The Patrick Henry Patriots. 129-22.
Okay. The score was relatively close. 29-22.
So after the first week, Monica, you have a losing record of 1-2. But Nickel,
that Nickel.
You have a winning record of 2-1.
Look at you, Nickel.
Keep messing with me, I'll swallow you. Like, Nickel.
Why would you do that?
Because Nickel's gone then. Yep.
Teach you a lesson. Now poop you out, man. How you going to feel by the end? You ain't even going to know what end is up. Take that, Nickel. All right, so Monica's first week, not a tremendous success, but It's a start.
It's a start.
Maybe, Antoine, she's conning us. We have no idea.
The slow con right here.
Right. Right now, the Nickel's in the lead 2-1. We'll get our next set of games on Friday, and we'll be ready to roll.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
On Monday, do some science. Try to do learning and stuff. And
I like
things.
To learn.
Do you?
You're never too old to learn.
Are you?
Zachary, are you done learning?
Huh? You know, you are never too old to learn.
Yeah, because then you could use that information to act like you're better than somebody else. That's what I use it
for. Oh, okay. Now, all right. Now you're talking my language.
There we go.
Thank you, Antoine. You just had to put it into words that I understood.
I'm with you.
I like it. So that's what we try to do. What if we could become invisible to mosquitoes? That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, yes. That'd be great. Oh,
yeah. So they're working on that right now because I guess mosquitoes are mostly attracted to dark stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If you have darker clothing, they like you more, and then they go after your carbon dioxide and all that stuff. But they think if they can get rid of the mosquitoes' light-sensing receptors, it just ain't going to see us no more.
Okay.
Are there any benefits to mosquitoes? Because I know they're really good at killing and spreading disease.
I don't think so.
Being all scratchy. Are we allowed to just eradicate the mosquito or castrate their little mosquito parts and just finish them off?
There's a reason for them. There's a reason.
What is that?
Male mosquitoes eat nectar and in the process pollinate all manner of plants. These insects are also an important food source for many other animals, including bats, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and other insects.
I mean, bats started this whole COVID thing, so I don't really feel bad about that one either.
We don't like birds that much.
Yeah, I feel like we could move on. Like, they could find a gnat. They could go eat a gnat. I feel like that would be similar. Yeah. And yes, you say they do things for nectar and pollination, but are they stealing the jobs of the bees? Did we ever think of that?
They're taking their jobs.
Right.
What?
Right, like maybe they're taking the bees' jobs.
No.
And that, it's sort of like when British actors come over here and take all the good American-sounding roles. It's the same thing.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rick from The Walking Dead. How dare he come over here? It still bothers me that his name is Andy.
You don't like Andy?
Andrew.
Andrew Lincoln.
Yes, his real name. And every time I see him when my wife watches that Love Actually movie at Christmas time.
I forget he's in that.
I know. He's all clean and little British accent. And I think, you are not.
You liar.
You lie. You're a mosquito and you're taking the job of the bees. How dare you? So yeah, they're working on that. Being invisible to mosquitoes would be pretty awesome. Here's one. I don't know how I feel about this, but they have developed these little microchips. They're tiny winged microchips.
Okay.
That are the size of a grain of sand.
Uh-huh.
And they can just fly around and do stuff. And here it says, ooh, it can be used to track airborne pathogens, monitor pollution, collect scientific data. And all I think is they are going to have them fly up your nostrils and your butt.
They were going to do. That's what they're going to do.
I was thinking my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the microchips will just... And that's a good question, too, is even if they have these tiny winged microchips and they're for the power of good, monitoring pollution, what happens if one flies in your ear? How does that work? Now you have a microchip in your brain.
It just stuck there.
Oh, I had a dream my brain fell out last night.
You did? What else? What happened leading
up to
that?
Zach? Maybe it is too late to learn stuff. Maybe you are at the point of your life where you can't learn anything anymore.
I'm full. I'm
but
done.
But what led up to that? Like, if you were just walking and it fell out?
No, I in my dream, I had a pimple on my forehead.
Oh.
And
this is getting disgusting.
Like Dr. Pimple Popper, I just I popped it and a little bit of fluid came out.
Terrible. Like,
and then I popped it again and this, what looked like brain matter, went.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, my God.
And I said, in the dream, I said, I think my brain is falling out.
I
hate my
and then
life.
You woke up.
And then I woke up.
I hate it here.
Don't you love
stories? Dreams tell you stuff.
No. any story about pimples,
other person's dreams are the worst.
Pimples and pimple popping. Like, I hate it.
Oh, you do?
I hate it so much.
And then you add in somebody else's dream.
Exactly. Yeah. Your dream.
Wait, Antoine, let me tell you about my fantasy football team while we're at it. That's another story nobody cares about. Monica says every dream has a meaning. That one, I'm not so sure.
No. your brain
you know what that one is? I'm done. I believe that is the meaning. My brain says no more.
The lightning bolts.
Hey, man, I get it. You know, we're telling you to do all these things to win fabulous cash and prizes. So how dare us this morning? But you have to text in to 52353 who you think will win this game. It's Antoine versus Monica in the lightning bolt. And it's 15 seconds in two different categories. And if your person wins, we will pick from the winner pile. And then you can pick from our prize closet because we have passes to Lehman Farms. You want to go to Pumpkin Patch? We have Terror Manor. If you want to go have your shoulder dislocated like Antoine did when he went to Terror Manor.
Terrifying.
And to be clear, not by a staff member of Terror Manor.
It was of Monica Brooks.
Right, right, exactly. So if you want, if you need the full shoulder dislocation experience, you have to arrange it with Monica. Yeah, get her schedule going. We also have gift cards to the Craftsman's Fall Classic Art and Craft Festival, which is this weekend at the Berglund Center if you want that. Admission is free for that, but you have a little gift card. So you can text in to 52353. Who do you think will win? Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica in
round one?
Round one of the lightning bolt. Yesterday was National Ghost Hunting Day.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to deal with in round one. Round two is the National Day of Forgiveness is tomorrow. So it's going to be something around that.
All right.
Monica, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I will go second.
Okay, Monica will march on out of here and head to the soundproof chamber. And I almost was jokingly going to say, we'll clomp away. And then I didn't. And then she clomped
away.
Yeah, you're clomping. There's lots of clomping. All right, she's out of here. So we have two different rounds, 15 seconds in each round. And Antoine, you just rattle off as many things as you can. Like I said, yesterday was National Ghost Hunting Day.
Yes.
So here in round one, simply give me creepy things and go.
Monica, skeletons, ghouls, cemeteries, kids, spiders, old men at the store, old women in church. How about lost money, weird sounds, a cool breeze hitting you out of nowhere.
Okay. I did not give you lost money because I didn't really know the transformation.
I don't know either.
It was a good try.
I just was looking around.
I gave you the rest of them, so you're good to go on all of those. And when you said creepy man at the store, I was waiting for nude man at the gym. That's another one that always creeps me out. But no, so you got 10.
Okay.
So not bad at all.
Not terrible.
I try to predict what Monica's first answer will be. So in this one, I actually think it's going to be spiders.
Oh, see, I was thinking kids.
I was my backup. So we'll see how that goes. Let me get her in here. Let's see. You were on the right track. That was the other one I was thinking it might be. Antoine and I are trying to guess what your first answer will be. This is our new game. That's what we do. And we do the lightning bolt. So Antoine got 10.
Okay, good.
So
good.
you got to get on your horse on this one.
I feel like this is a category for you, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You should be able to do stuff in this category. Yesterday was National Ghost Hunting Day.
Uh-huh.
So you have 15 seconds to simply give me creepy things and go.
Spiders, people, creepy scarecrows, ghosts. Did I say that? Okay. Scary clowns, kids, Chucky. Let's see, little toys, a little Arrowhead Man. Let's see, Leprechaun. Creepy things.
I don't know what Arrowhead Man is.
I was thinking about they're like these little toys. I can't think of the title of the horror.
I don't really know what it is, but you know what, Antoine? They sound creepy.
Bullethead or something. They're like little toys.
Congratulations to me because I said spiders would be your first answer.
Yeah.
Antoine said kids, which was in there.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But not the first one. I am 3 for 3.
You are.
The Monica Brooks first answer. So you got 9.
Okay.
Not bad. So you're making a game of it, but you do have to head out to the soundproof chamber again.
Round two.
So this one, because tomorrow is National Day of Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that go? She's clomping on out of here again, and she's gone. Okay. Antoine, you have 15 seconds to give me ways you can do somebody dirty and screw them over. 15 seconds and go.
Steal their partner, steal their parking spot, steal their job, tell their mother on them, tell a teacher on them, take money out their wallet, pull the chair when they're sitting down, slash their tires, lie on them, snitch on them in court, refuse to testify against them, take their lotto ticket.
Okay. I will give you take their lotto ticket.
Okay.
I am not giving you refuse to testify against them because that would actually be helpful.
Yeah,
you would not
be
doing
testify
them dirty.
For
yes,
them.
Yes, right. Like to help them out and cause them to go to jail.
So I could be I'm doing the lawyer bad though. like the lawyer that wants me to testify against
them. Yeah, but nobody
cares
about lawyers. They're not real people. That's fine. All right. You got 11, so you did good. So that's 21. Monica will have to get 12. It's going to be right on the line. All right. Yeah. What is she going to say?
Good luck with this one.
I think it's going to be like sleep with somebody else's man, like steal their man. That's my guess. All right, here we go.
I just wanted to sing the Three's Company intro when you did that.
She's back. You were silent walking that time. You were not clomping as you came back in. So that was good. Okay. So Monica, he got 11.
Okay.
Which means you do have your work cut out for you. You got to get 12 in this one. But I think you can do it. This is a good category for you because tomorrow is the National Day of Forgiveness.
Oh. So it's a good category for me.
I forgive you. Well, because it has to do with the opposite. So you have 15 seconds to give me ways that you can do somebody dirty and screw them over. 15 seconds and go.
Okay, you rob them, you kill them, you push down their grandma. You take their car, you steal their credit cards. You stab them in the neck. You write bad checks for them. You take out eyeballs. You steal their children. You steal their wives. Steal their husbands. Let's see. Woo.
Wow. It was a flurry of activity right there at the end. She needed that flurry of activity because she needed 12. And that flurry of activity gave her 11. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
dang
sorry.
It.
Oh, my God. I got nervous.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So close.
Good job,
so
Monica.
So close.
That was really good, though, Monica.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was really good.
You know, I have something that will help you feel just a little bit better.
What's
with that loss. Now, we'll pick from the Antoine pile. We're going to do the car line shout-outs for the Chromebook laptop. So text those into 52353. We have $5,000 in the Secret Sound from Southern Team Nissan of the New River Valley. Now, the Southern Team Nissan of Roanoke. But just for you, here we go. Well, Three's Company.
I was singing it earlier.
Okay, it was really a prize for me. Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are. Hers and his. Three's Company, too.
Boop. Hey, all right.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I actually have good news this week that you can look forward to less robocalls on your phone.
All right.
This is good.
Is there anything I have to do?
No. Nope.
Or are they just going to stop coming in?
They are actually going to stop coming in because, what's today, the 27th? So tomorrow is the deadline that the FCC gave all the cell phone companies to set up this new technology that would help identify and block robocalls. Mm-hmm. And all of them say they're done. They're going to meet the deadline. They're on board. So starting tomorrow, you should get less robocalls. I ain't going to get rid of all of them because these companies basically have to go through these channels to be signed up as reputable and blah, blah, blah. But you should get less scammy ones.
Okay.
Now, on the flip side, you're probably going to get more spam texts because that's not.
Oh.
And I need to speak on that.
It's not part.
Because I just want to make sure that all the politicians know. The more texts I receive telling me to vote for you,
the less
likely. I don't care if I agree with everything you say.
Right.
When I get that text message from Amber or Sharon or Charles to let me know they're with your party, I'm like, nope, there's lost. I'm not going to do it.
Really want to make sure you're voting for whoever. I'm thinking, why don't you get out of here?
Exactly. Leave me alone.
Who asked you?
You don't want that text.
I'm with you, never. Antoine. No. It would be a vote for Mother Teresa. You'd be like, screw that lady.
Nope, not doing it.
She's mean. I don't like her. Yeah, so they have not implemented the same restrictions on the text yet, so expect a lot of these scammies to start texting you more, and hopefully that'll be the next step of all of this stuff. I'm always fascinated by the fact that this says these robocalls are responsible for more than $10 billion in fraud losses every year. Who actually falls for any of these calls?
All them nanas out there.
What I can't figure out, too, is sometimes I answer just out of curiosity, and usually it's a disaster. Like, I can't hear them anyway, and I'm thinking, how are you going to steal my money? You're not even paying attention.
Right? You don't have it.
Like, I don't even know where this is going. How am I supposed to be? How are you going to steal my money? Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
Number two.
I think I'm actually kind of on board for this reboot, and I think it might be relatively interesting. They are going to try again. They're bringing back
American Gladiators.
Oh.
I
like that idea.
Well, they tried once before and it didn't really work. American Gladiators was a show that was popular in, I think it was late 80s, early 90s.
Nitro. Gemini.
It was regular people.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This reboot has to be regular people that
it can't
I can
be like The Rock
that I can see at Freedom First Credit Union.
Right.
Not people I see at CrossFit.
Well, Monica, you say The Rock, and that's actually part of where this is a little more entertaining for me, is this is being put out by the WWE. So the Gladiators are going to be WWE superstars.
Okay.
Oh. So now, even if it is one of these little CrossFit Dingleberries, he has to go up against Batista.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
In that scenario, I feel a little bit better about it. Okay. At least Batista can still break his face and we can move on from it. So yeah, the WWE is putting out that it's going to be the new American Gladiators. No details of where, but I'm guessing I'm going to go Peacock on this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Since that's where the WWE network is.
Number one.
I don't know why y'all are sitting here talking about how confusing it is to do crypto. Oh, I don't understand crypto. I can't possibly. I don't know. Well, I've got news for you. There's a hamster that's been trading cryptocurrency, and he's doing better than the S&P 500 and Bitcoin. So
a hamster.
Yep. Mr. Gox.
Okay.
All right. That's the only time we'll say that just to be safe.
Yep.
G-O-X-X is his name, and he is a hamster. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Gox, M-R-G-O-X-X. And his owner has set up this cage that he lives in. So first, when he gets on his wheel, the wheel spins through all the different cryptocurrencies. You know, there's 30 of them, whatever it is. And so it stops on, say, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then the hamster gets out and he's got this little decision tunnel and he can walk down the buy and sell tunnel. He walks down and then they do the crypto trades based on what the hamster does. He started with $390 and he's up to almost $600. So there.
That's something.
He's almost doubled his money. What have you done today?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So the hamster is crushing it in the Bitcoin market. So really, if you're that confused and you don't know what you're doing, just follow the hamster.
Yes.
Do what he does. Because if he succeeds, you'll be super excited because you'll have money. And if he fails, you follow the hamster.
See, you blame it on a hamster.
Right. You blame it on the hamster. You're angry, but you don't feel that bad because you think, you know what? I put my faith in a hamster. So there's really nothing I can do here.
Carline, shout out. Carline, shout out.
Carline, shout out. I'm doing it again. I don't care.
Carline, shout out.
I like the second one because it's always worse.
I thought we always stopped with two.
No.
Yeah. You're just feeling it today.
Man. Well, I stopped with two. Two of me and then two of you. Right?
No,
I
thought
that's
it was just like it just was two. You, then us, and we're done.
You know what? You guys need to be willing to put in the extra work around here. If you can't say Carline shout out one more time, so help me God. Text in to 52353. You shout out your little man, your little lady, your little princess, whatever it is. Maybe they're sitting at the bus stop. We will do bus stop shout outs also. And somebody's going to win a Chromebook laptop from Brambleton and Vinton Computer.
There you go. You got it.
Carline, shout out to Silas Locke, second grade, Thomas Jefferson Elementary School in Forest, who I believe with a name like that is going to be able to grow up into a pipe-smoking individual who knows all of the weird things about a house.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Right. It's all the mysteries. Silas Locke will unlock the mysteries for you. Carline, shout out. Sophia, fifth grade, Boonesboro. It says, bring your darn homework home. And please be good at the dentist. Yes, you have to go.
Well, you laid everything down.
Yep, good. Keegan Yeager, 7th grade, Forest Middle School. Doing our Carline shout-outs. We do them every Monday. Kylie Cooper, William Campbell Middle School, and William Cooper at Beacon Academy. That was a little confusing.
There's a lot of Williams
there. I know, that was
there.
A lot.
A lot of Williams going on there. Like,
starting to blend.
Are you a school or a person? Yeah. What are you? Catherine, Christiansburg Middle School, 8th grade. And Catherine loves quiche, in case you're wondering.
Quiche?
Well, quiche is good.
I didn't know kids love quiche, though.
I mean, it really is just eggs with some pie crust.
Yeah.
I
know, but some ham in there, some cheese.
Right. French toast dips is all
they
I think.
They should love quiche.
Yeah.
But it is one of those. I always remember when my mother would make quiche when I was a kid. And I'm like, quiche.
Ew.
It is one of the weirdest words, I believe, of all words. Quiche. Q-U-I-C-H-E.
I know, because I'm going to say, because it starts with a Q.
The more you look at it, the weird, it looks
squishy, right?
Squishy is what it looks like.
Yeah, but it is good.
Shout out to Caroline, first grade, Boonesboro Elementary. Hope you have a great day, La Mama. Juliana, 8th grade at Breckenridge. She is going in with a bold new haircut. she has bangs, and she's hoping.
Bangs?
Yeah,
are bangs a thing? Like, I've never like seen somebody with bangs. Like, I can't believe they have bangs.
But I mean, to throw you for a loop,
but that's a joke that people make all the time.
Yeah, when someone gets bangs, it's noticeable.
Julianas are made out of razor blades.
Oh,
that's why. Yeah, so that's why they stand out. But mm-hmm. you know what? If somebody doesn't like you, bangs, you cut them. That's how it works. Nicholas Markham, Goodview Elementary Kindergarten on that one. Let's see. Shout out to Willow and Elena or Elena, second graders at Burnt Chimney Elementary. I drive their bus and they listen every Monday to hear their names.
Oh,
that's a good bus driver right there. If you don't have us on right now, you're a bad bus driver. Of course, you can't hear me say
that. You know that
because you don't have us on. So I don't know what's going on. Shout out again to Charlie at Monterey Elementary. I guess she screamed with excitement when she heard her name another time in the car line shout out. So we like that. Could you give Amir at Cave Spring Elementary a car line shout out from his mom and Lacey? No, I don't think we can.
No, we can't. We have to shout out Amir at Cave Spring Elementary School.
No, I'm not.
We're not
going
to shout out Amir?
No, I can't.
We're not going to talk about Amir?
Amir from Cave Spring Elementary School.
From Cave Spring.
I'm not mentioning Amir. I will not say have a great day and don't get into trouble. I'm not doing any of those things.
Oh, all right.
Amir gets nothing around here. Malcolm Wesley, Garden City Elementary, Ms. McNamara's kindergarten class, 5 years old. Daddy loves you, my little captain.
Oh, that's cute.
See, we have Carline shout out Darren and Melissa at Round Hill Elementary. They sound like the principal and the assistant principal.
They really do.
Hi, I'm Darren. I know we did this about Darren the last time we talked to him. Oh, and it says, stop crying. It's cold out if you refuse to wear a jacket. Love, Dad.
No.
I don't know why they do that.
It's a valid point.
Because Ava, she will wear a sweater all summer long.
Right.
And a hoodie. And then it's cold outside and she's just shivering without a jacket.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Letting you know.
No jacket. Shorts.
I don't get it.
It's almost as if kids don't know anything.
Oh,
I know.
Stop it.
But
these kids are smart.
They think they do.
Precisely.
Yeah. Carline, shout out to my princess Jocelyn, first grade, Cloverdale Elementary. Amazing 6-year-old daughter, Skylin Storm. Who's a
Skylin?
Skylin. S-K-Y-L-Y-N.
She is a superhero.
Skylin Storm.
Yeah, she is.
And y'all talk about Maximus Steel. Oh.
And I like Skylin Storm way better than Maximus Steel.
Yeah.
I do like Skylin Storm.
Skylin Storm does sound like an X-Men villain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Villainous is what we have.
I like it.
Give a shout out to my little girl, Lily. She's in kindergarten at Huddleston this year. She used to watch you guys on Facebook Live when she was a toddler, and she would say hi every day.
Aww.
Oh, look at that. Carline, shout out to Katie Shively at Lee M. Wade Elementary, 4th grade. Have a great week. Lily Rusberg Elementary, hurry before she has to get out of the car. Well, you know.
We got there. When we got there.
Yeah, we do what we do.
Hey, Lily.
Liliana Gray, Crystal Springs Elementary, 4th grade, rolling through our Carline shout-outs. Carline shout-outs!
Carline shout-outs!
People texting in to 52353. Let me run through my list here. We got Asher, Herman L. Horn, Carline. Yes, it's cold. You'll live. Have a great day.
It's only.
You'll be all right.
I like the editorial comments or anything you want to include about the child. Foods they like, don't like.
I do enjoy those.
Maybe the last reason they got in trouble, any of those things. And, of course, any of your own pointed messages. You can do that as well. Cole Lester, Cave Spring Elementary. We're listening. He deserves a good day today. Does he?
Well, you go out and get it then, Cole.
Hopefully he does.
Go
I mean, I don't want to give him a good day and then I find out like he's a turd and he didn't really deserve a good day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cole, go get
your
good
kid.
Day.
I think he is too.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome. Kid. But you know, you get worried sometimes, you know, the unspoken prayer request. Like, what if that prayer is for me to get fired because
exactly.
you want my job? I can't be putting
I need
that prayer.
Information.
All right, Cole gets he you know what? He's coolest kid at Cave Spring Elementary School today.
Yes.
Everybody else, second place. They're all tied for second, though, because that's how it works now. You have to do it that way. Shout out to Andy. Have a great day. And don't forget, we got the grocery store tonight. Love, Vina. Do you think that's, is that an excitement or a threat?
I think that's excitement.
I think it's a threat.
For Vina.
We got the grocery store. Because maybe he wants to go to the grocery store because it's exciting. He gets to pick out Takis or whatever it is.
Maybe.
Or it's a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. But either way, they have the grocery store tonight. We know that. Shout out to Lily Ann, Layla Morrison, the country cuties at Goodview. Waylon, 2nd grade. That's from Justin. We have Harrison Janoshka. I think that's the last
name. Okay, that sounds right.
Made Monica say it. 3rd grade at South Salem. Carrie McVeigh, preschool at the Imagination Station, Parisburg. Nana and Pawpaw, love you. Miranda Engelhart, Benjamin Franklin Middle in the 7th grade. Good morning. It's a Carline shout out from Zach Holdren. Let's see, Carter, 2nd grade, Cloverdale Elementary. Bryson Jones, a.k.a. Skittles, Eastern Greenbrier Middle School. Shout out for my amazing grumpy 1st grader, Skylin at Kritzer Elementary. Harmony, 5th grade at South Salem Elementary. Autumn Stewart at Benjamin Franklin Middle, 8th grade. Let's see. Hope you guys have a great day at school. This is for Aaliyah, 4 years old in pre-K. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. It makes me think of Daddy loves you. Shout out to Kenneth Fairview, fourth grade. Jonathan at Roundhill, second grade. And Scarlett the Princess, who turned two yesterday. So shout out to her. Let's see. Second and fourth grade. Sheffy Elementary. Let's see. Kenda in Brookville. Morgan Young Stewart, first grade. Bellevue Elementary. Kylie going to New Covenant School, seventh grade. Holla. Shout out to Lucas, Laura, and Drew Laura, who made straight A's on their report cards.
Congratulations. Nice. I'm proud of you.
Very fancy.
I'll send
right
you a dollar.
Autumn, Montvale Elementary in fifth grade. Don't make those promises because those kids expect a dollar. I'm telling you. Carline, shout out to HJ and JP, Brookville Middle, sixth and eighth grade. Morgan, Bellevue Elementary. Mac, Blacksburg High School. You got this. Don't be worried. That's what it says. Absolutely. Hey, you, if you fake it till you make it, or you act like you belong just about anywhere.
You will belong.
Well, most people will. They will bow down to confidence in your life, especially at that age. You don't realize it yet. So when you do charge in there, absolutely. Sadie, Thomas Jefferson Elementary. Let's see. We got Holly on the phone. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
All right, Holly, who's a car line shout out for?
My son, Bentley, and daughter, Zoe.
Okay, and which schools for each of them?
Zoe's William Byrd, and Bentley goes to Penn Forest Elementary.
Okay, and I say this because I'm setting them up for the tail of the tape here.
Uh-oh.
Right, because this is exciting yet stressful news all at the same time. So congratulations. You have won yourself a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computer, Holly. And now the battle is on.
Yes.
Who will win the battle of the laptop? It. Bentley, Pent Forest,
Mom.
Zoe, William Byrd.
Now,
Mom.
Holly, yeah. You didn't say. You said Bentley was at Pent Forest Elementary, correct?
Yeah.
William Byrd for Zoe is at elementary, middle school, or high school? I guess not elementary, but middle school or high school?
High school. Yeah.
Oh, well, it seems like Zoe has a leg up here on the competition.
Yes, but
I don't know. Bentley can, you know, mess with her.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm going to take it.
Right, he could probably throw a good tantrum going to
rooms. Oh, a tantrum.
Stuff.
Okay, so who do you think would win in the battle, Holly?
I would say Zoe.
Okay, I was waiting for her to say, me. Me, I'm going to
win. I need it for recipes.
Well, regardless, you got yourself a Chromebook laptop for the family just for texting in for our car line shout-outs and listening to K92. So we appreciate you doing those things for
us. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hot seat.
Now we ask each other the tough questions or the fun questions. We put each other on the spot. Monica is making us recount our most embarrassing moment as an adult here in a minute.
I don't think it's us. I think she specifically said you, Zach.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe she wants to know your moment.
You too, though. We could add him.
I might not have one, though, so we should
focus
on
that. Oh, he's never
Zach.
Embarrassed by who thinks it.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed the time. Like 9 chicks thought I was all hot at the same time as other ones. Yeah.
Blushed.
Remember when I beat up all those guys? I went to the UFC fight and I beat everyone. It was so embarrassing.
Oh.
For them!
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so you get to enjoy our embarrassing moments. Antoine, you're coming with me, whether you like it or not. And you know what? If you don't have one, I will create one for you.
You got to start a room.
Red is this.
You better have an embarrassing moment or I'll make one for you. So get ready for it. That's on the way. Now in the hot seat, Antoine and I are going to have a little fun. I have this question is for everybody and I actually put it out on Facebook too. So you can text into 52353 if you want to play along. But for each of you, let's say you guys are on a first date with someone and they tell you the name of their favorite TV show and that causes you to immediately leave. What is that show?
Well, I mean, my show, my favorite TV show. You want to know my?
No, I'm saying if they tell you, like, if you're on a date with Glenn,
and they tell me it's Dexter,
is that what it is?
Then I would feel, I mean, because it's my favorite show, but if it's their favorite show, I would feel a little funny about
How dare we have something in common?
Right, exactly.
I was like, Dexter is your favorite.
Look, I'm the only weird one around here. Don't you be the one who's the fan of the serial killer show.
See, I already alluded to it earlier. If you tell me your favorite show is Dr. Pimple Popper, there's no way. There's no way. And then right underneath that is Hoarders. It's just something about that show. It's just so disgusting. I'm like, we don't have anything in common. The things you like are the things that disgust me.
Those are like two of my faves. I don't mind.
Well, that's why y'all ain't going on a date
together.
That's why you work
together.
But
Jared, he hates
it. It would never work.
Yeah. Well, he, you know what? Again, but we have said this over and over again.
It works.
That man is a saint, okay? So he has figured things out. Let's see. Holly on Facebook said The Bachelor. Kate said Seinfeld. That might be Monica's also.
Okay.
If Seinfeld is their favorite. Kristen, Law and Order. Oh, Antoine. Boom, boom. The shade right here from Carrie. Cowboys football.
Block her. Block Carrie. Carrie is now blocked.
Sarah, WWE. You know what it is for me? It's the show I Almost Got Away With It. Or Snap.
Oh, Snap.
Snap. That'll be the one. My favorite show is Snap. I'm leaving. Goodbye. I would like to live. Thank you. All right, Antoine. Let's dance the night away.
All right. So we grew up dancing. Monica, Zach, you guys grew up dancing. Love a little music come on. You try to do a move. And there are dances that were created. And dances that we all tried. So what is the dance that you've always tried, but you just could never do? Like whether it's the Dougie or the Macarena. Like
the electric slide.
The electric slide.
You can do the electric slide.
I don't like talking about it. I don't do it. If we go to family reunions, anything like that, I will not do it. You will see me sit down. Or I may go to get a drink. I do it every time because I cannot stand when someone says, come on, it's electric slide.
So are you just not able like to get the steps?
I go the
like
wrong way. The steps are wrong. I look foolish. I just don't. I know how to lean down, but if I pick it back up, it still doesn't do right.
It's still
I don't do it. I just don't. I won't.
All right. Electric slide. The electric slide for Monica. Zach, what's that one dance that everybody does that you wanted to be able to do, you just can't do?
I don't care how many times I try, and it's stupid because I don't really even want to do it.
But you try it.
But I'm mad that I can't do it. I can't floss.
I know you say that.
I can't floss.
It's something about the way your arm, like you start hitting yourself.
I don't know what it is about my arms and my stomach.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't either.
Almost have like bald fists.
Right, well, okay, what? So Antoine's flossing.
Bang, bang, bang.
You floss. I think you floss when you walk into work. As you walk in, you're flossing.
So I got both my hands, but all right. So is it the hips go one way?
It's your hips and your arms.
Okay, wait.
And you got to pick up speed.
So I thrust out like that.
Yeah, but
it's not right.
But that front arm needs to go back. Your arms go together.
Arms go. Yep. Okay, wait. So it's out and in and out and in.
There you go.
You floss so in a minute.
I go to the other side though. You got to go to both sides.
But I have to rearrange my arms.
Yes.
So I have to go. Wait, let me see. I have to start with my hips.
you floss so poorly. I don't even know how to floss now.
Okay, let me see. Out and back.
Oh my
god. So then I go. Bam.
Yep.
Bam.
Nope.
Damn it. Why can't I do it?
It again.
I used to go Phil.
The most embarrassing moment is right now.
It is. This is all right. Wait. So I'm out like this.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now they're both filming.
Okay. Go ahead.
I hate y'all. I can't wait for your embarrassing moment because mine is now. It's right here. So it goes boom like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, yes.
But then when it goes back, it goes boom like that.
Your left arm should still be in front of you.
Boom. Wait. So the left arm is always in front.
Yeah, well, now I got to put my phone down.
You know what?
Wait.
Because you're doing it so wrong. It's so you're doing it so poorly. I don't even think I know how to floss now.
No, it's the whole wrapping of arm. It's okay. We'll
work
on this.
Yeah, we will.
We'll work on this later.
And we have video, so we'll put it in our
K92,
Antoine.
I can't do it.
I can't.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll move on.
It's never
going
to happen.
Dang.
You!
Whatever. Crank that. Sucker flossing.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks,
Chris. I mean, I couldn't say.
Well.
Boy, you really do. Yeah, you're awful.
Well.
Thanks for nothing, Monica. Oh, Lord. I don't know why I can't do it. And
trying.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I swear to you. And then.
It's something with your arms.
Y'all do it so fast, too.
Yeah, you gotta pick it up. You gotta pick up the pace.
Yeah. It's like that little kid that was with Katy Perry on stage. He always the flosser.
Oh, the backpack kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that kid because he's the one that started all the shenanigans in the first place.
That's the guy from Fortnite.
Oh, man. No, I can't do that one. I can't
But
floss.
You tried, though, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your effort. You gave it your all.
I got to be honest to the children that are out there. Sometimes it's better to not try.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, you know, at least you tried. It's good to try and fail. I don't feel any better now.
No, you don't.
I actually feel much worse.
We did not. Well, I did not help.
My day was going pretty good, and now I feel...
I at least tried to coach Zach through that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, you just
laughed
at him.
It wasn't going anywhere. His arms just locked in. It was like a half loss.
Monica would be a great sports coach.
Yeah.
Where after the game, when their team has just lost.
Why did you suck?
Gathered round.
No.
I believe the speech would go a little something like this. Well, y'all are terrible. See ya.
Just disappointing.
Boy, you guys are awful.
Practice tomorrow.
Yeah. Why bother? Practice canceled. Season's canceled. Move on. Monica is asking for the most embarrassing moment.
Yes, as an adult.
As an adult. See, that's such a wide... It's a wide window.
It's like, how many things have you done?
I know. I mean, there's a lot of things, and I try to erase them. The most recent that I can think of, mm-hmm. I went back home for some event. I don't know what was going on. And then I went out to pick up food for takeout. Yeah. And then this lady walked up, and I recognized her as a teacher that I used to have. And, like, she was one of my favorite teachers. She was my 10th grade U.S. history teacher.
Okay.
And she comes up, and she is super excited. Like, she recognizes me through my mask. And she goes, oh, Antoine, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, it's great. And the entire duration of the conversation, I call her the wrong name. I call her another teacher's name. And she never once stopped me.
Oh.
She just took it. And then as I was walking away, one of my friends who was also in her class was like, you know that's Miss Connor, right? That's not Miss Williams. So I was like, oh.
And she didn't correct you, though.
And she did not correct me. It was just her and her husband. And they just sat there and took me calling them the wrong name.
So there she goes, leaving and thinking to herself, guess I didn't make a difference in that kid's life.
You did LC right there.
I mean, if we're being honest, U.S. history, who cares?
Well, you know, it's all old stuff anyway. I think mine happened at Kroger.
Recently?
Within the last couple of years.
Okay.
It was fairly embarrassing when I dropped an entire gallon of milk on the floor and it exploded all over the place.
Yeah.
I had the self-checkout, and the problem, and this is what gets me in trouble in my entire life, anytime I start thinking I'm cool, the minute I think I am cool, God says, no, you are not, and strikes me down.
He pulls you back.
Because I was doing a self-checkout, and I always fashion myself as an excellent self-checkout individual. Man,
yeah,
I am
efficient.
Get in, get out. I'm fast, so I'm moving. I'm rolling. Mm-hmm. Got my gallon of milk. Boop, put that on the thing. Put it in the bag. Boop, a doop, boop, boop. And I'm going to do another thing. Let me spin this wheel so I can go to the next
bag.
You
flossing at the self-checkout.
So when I spun the wheel, I gave it a little extra oomph, and when I did, the gallon of milk flew off the little handle in its bag and flew through the air, sailing directly toward the middle of the self-checkout area, where it landed on the ground and completely exploded everywhere. Milk.
Mm.
A whole gallon of milk.
They're all focused in on you.
Yep.
Just all over the place.
And then everyone's looking at me, and they're looking at the milk, and I'm thinking, yes, I just spilled it. You were here, Jimmy.
Now, do you go back and get another jug, or is that the Lord telling you, you know what? You don't need any dairy today.
Well, the Lord wanted me to continue to suffer for a little while, as well as the person who was working the self-checkout. God bless her. I felt so bad for her because she called for help. Clean up an aisle right here and everywhere. And nobody came. It was three times. So she goes in her little container, and she has one paper towel. One.
Oh, you're terrible,
for
Zach.
For 1,000 gallons of milk. And she said, it's fine. We'll take care of it. I said, no, I feel like I have to stay. I feel like I have to stay.
I see this through.
I have to stand here. If you're going to have a bad day, I'm taking that bullet with you. So I stood there with the milk. And every single time someone walked by and looked at it, I said, yes, I did it. Me. Milkman. What else?
That
is you. Milkman. Yeah.
Shout out to my fellow embarrassing spillers that are out there. I appreciate all of them. Let's see. Brian in Withville dropped a can of soda in his fridge, hit the fridge, bounced in the middle of the room, and started spinning in circles and spraying everything.
Oh.
That one's good. Let's see. This person also in Kroger. My son was freshly potty trained, and when I got to the cereal aisle, I thought he was looking at the cereal, but realized he was peeing all over the floor.
It's okay.
I wish I could pee wherever I wanted.
It's like my milk one, because the milk went flying through the air. It really did happen in slow motion. I saw the milk fly, and I do believe my quote was, no. Yep. Same thing here. My mom was picking up a watermelon, and she tripped over the pallet and threw it across the store. Yep, watermelon. Clean up an aisle everywhere.
It happens.
It does. But we like when it happens to other people.
Well, right now,
I know.
For me and Monica, it is happening to other people. So
well, it happens
to
me actually a lot. It's happened. Like with just spills and random things falling over. So
yeah, but I'm always there for those too. Why am I part of that? Monica knocking stuff over with her butt all the time when I'm around. You need to do those things when I'm not there.
True.
And shout out to Kroger. I really tried to get the security footage. They wouldn't give it to me.
They wouldn't do it.
I don't know why. I really asked.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Ariana Grande and Blake Shelton, The Voice. Apparently there's some drama there.
Oh, well.
Because Blake Shelton, he texts Ariana and said, said, what is this? It was an article saying that Blake Shelton was being replaced, that he's going to be replaced with someone younger. They're looking for someone else because of Ariana Grande. They had her in the mix. And he's like, thanks a lot, Ariana. Thanks a bleeping lot. That's what he told her. And she was like, she hearted it. And of course, she shared it on her social media. And it's a joke. He said it was all a joke, but there's a little bit of truth to every little bit of jokes.
Right.
Every joke.
Because he's always
time.
For, yeah. It's time
for him to
Blake?
Be replaced.
Yeah.
Who else
Let's
is
there?
Let's get somebody younger. Let's get Kane Brown on there or something. Some younger country artist.
Walker Hayes.
Oh, good. Let's not.
Kane. He would be good on there.
Let's get Kane.
Kane Brown has very smooth features. He's like the A-Rod of country music.
He really is.
Very smooth.
His face looks like a plate. It's like, yeah. But I mean... Very nice looking play. But anyway, let's move on, I guess.
I was thinking we just move on from The Voice. That'd be fine, too.
For people watch. And Machine Gun Kelly, apparently he wants to fight everyone.
I know. What's his deal?
So he's at a concert, and he got into it with one of the concert folks. Yeah, just fighting. He threw a punch at their face. I don't know why he feels the need to fight the concert goer when he didn't want to.
You want to know why? It's because he sucks. Okay, that's really what it is here. You know how I feel about.
Sucks.
I think he does. No, I don't like Machine Gun Kelly because again, I refuse to call him Machine Gun. What's his name? Carlton or something like that? Clovis?
Coulson.
Coulson. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Look here, Coulson. My name's Machine Gun. You are not. That's someone who's trying to act tough their entire life.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to act tough on stage. He got in a fight with some band the other day too.
He's fighting everyone. He's just mad.
Because he's tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
Coulson.
Now, what if somebody shoves him first, like in a situation? Like, but he gets pushed first and he could swing.
I don't think they're shoving him. I think he's just...
I'm looking at an article right now, and it says the feud seemingly broke out after an unidentified man shoved MGK.
Or was he just walking by?
As he was singing.
Right, because if he was walking by looking stupid,
he was pushed first.
Never rule that out. See, why can't he spill milk at Kroger? This is who this should happen to.
Number one.
He gets to go out Megan Fox. I mean, what's going on?
Anderson Cooper, he says, my son's not getting anything.
Nothing.
No inheritance there. No, he's not getting anything.
Why would he do that?
Well, he didn't get any either.
Right.
Because he's from the Vanderbilts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the richest families in the country back in the 1800s. They were worth $100 million back then, which in today's
money
is $3 billion. Uh-huh. So this is him saying, well, I didn't get any. The kid ain't getting any either.
I don't believe in passing on, huge amounts of money. I don't know what I'll have. I'm not that interested in money, but I...
Pause before he keeps talking. That's what rich people say.
Only rich people say that.
Oh, I'm not that interested in money. I don't really care. Cool. Let's take all of it from you and then tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Right, if you don't care. All right, continue there, hoity-toity.
I don't intend to have some sort of pot of gold for my son. Like, I think I'll go with what my parents said, which is you'll have college will be paid for, and then you got to get on it.
Bye.
Mm. Come on, Dad. You're worth $200 million.
I know.
You can slide me three. Give me three. No. Let me work with three.
Was it Bill Gates? He said my kids don't get...
He got 10.
Oh, they got $10
million? He gave all of his kids $10
million.
Okay. Now, given
$10 million,
that's probably
nothing.
Like in the pillowcase or something.
Those poor pathetic losers.
$10 million.
Man, they're worse than Machine Gun Kelly. That's horrible.
Don't be slow. Speed counts. Time to train your brain. With the K92 Morning Things, think fast.
The scary game, so you can win scary things.
Okay.
So you're going to text in. The number is 52353. And you're just going to pick Antoine or Monica, who's going to win. Think fast it's a lot of pressure on the two of them.
Yes.
Good. I can finally sit back and relax.
And I don't know how I feel about it today. I don't know, because I had a big weekend. It was fun. I feel like I'm moving slow into Monday. You got a little drag into Monday.
Yes. Yeah, you can hear there's a little drag in Monica's voice, too.
A little raspiness.
Yep. She left half her voice in Charlotte. Yeah. Once it walks back.
Lots of laughing and yelling and stuff.
How dare you laugh and yell when we're not around? You're only supposed to save those things for here.
She's trying to psych me out.
Mm. I don't even speak outside of the radio station.
You don't?
No. I
commitment.
Save my instrument for everyone.
Yeah.
My children have learned all manner of hand signals in the house. Mostly just that one. That's the only one I have. So it's Antoine. It's Monica. You're texting into 52353. They're 52353. They're trying to win you passes to Terror Manor, the haunted house, as they bark out the first appropriate answer that they can think of and think fast. Here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Ready as you're going to be. So let's go and do it now. Best of five. Name a fall activity.
All right.
That starts with the letter
P.
Pumpkin pumpkins.
Picking pumpkins is correct.
I would have accepted
pumpkin pump.
I was going to say pumpkin something.
Yeah, what were you doing to that pumpkin?
I know.
Start with pumpkin.
I'm starting with pumpkin.
What site you been on?
Listen, sometimes you have to love the pumpkin.
That poor little jack o' lantern's mouth go, ooh. Why? That is a point for Monica in the game picking pumpkins. Now we move on to round two. Think fast. Tell me something Mama always said.
Mm.
It starts with the letter L.
Listen to me. Oh.
I'm going to go with Antoine on that one. Listen to me as opposed to la, 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 la.
That's what it sounded like to the kids.
You know, I'm not going to rule out that your mother didn't say that on the in our house, but I'm going to give the point to Antoine. So that's a point for him as we move on now to round three of Think Fast. What is an evil thing that cats do? That starts with a letter S.
And stink your breath. What did I say?
Stink your breath?
Steal your breath.
I said scratch.
I heard scratch.
Okay.
Yeah,
scratch. While I don't disagree with steal your breath, I still think scratch got in there.
They always say that as you're sleeping, they just lean over and just take your air.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
There was a horror movie where the cat would lean over.
I missed that one.
No, they'll steal your breath. She is not wrong, and you know how much I hate saying that. Okay? But I'm still giving the point to Scratch.
Crap.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
2-1. Here we go. You need this one, Monica.
Sure do.
Give me a vegetable. That starts with the letter K.
Kale.
I heard Antoine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just
thank
barely. You. He was like, all right, a hair in
we
there.
We had to say one, though, if you that did. Makes you feel better.
Yeah. You had the same one, but he got in there.
Dang. Just,
yeah. I don't need to feel better because I won. Right. But we said the same thing if that makes you feel better.
And you're right about stealing breath from cats.
Yeah, but still lost the game.
You were right about sucking.
I did say
that. Correct on that one.
So good. Way to go, Monica.
Oh, I'm a winner.
Way to go.
Failure.
Yes.
Yay.
I mean, your haunted house is fine, but did anybody get stabbed?
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
I always joke about that with the haunted houses is it's just... You know, I would feel like it would be way scarier if there was, in fact,
the potential of death. Every once in a while.
Right. Like one person a night gets killed.
Yeah.
That would up my terror ante just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm there with you, I mean, there's always a chance. Well,
yeah, you might die.
Then I am the one who's getting killed. I know the answer already.
It is Zach.
There's a chance.
And then you feel good if you know, like, the person who's been killed was already killed earlier in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can comfortably go through.
You're skipping through.
Right. Or if you're the last group of the night and no one's been killed yet.
What will you do?
Yeah, this haunted house actor accidentally stabbed a kid in the foot.
In the foot?
Yep.
What are you, just like,
this was in Cleveland, because the haunted houses that we work with here are awesome, and they don't stab children in
the
feet.
They do not.
That's right.
I think it was one of their taglines. It was a word, we don't stab children in the feet. He was doing his thing, and he was trying to scrape a real knife across the ground. Look at me. I'm scary. You know, they do those with those full-on scary experiences. Mm-hmm. And then he started stabbing the knife in the ground near the kid's feet. Unfortunately, he got a little too close and stabbed the child in his toe. Now, I should point out that this is partially the child's fault.
How so?
He was wearing Crocs.
Oh.
So I feel like in
he needs steel-toed boots.
Correct.
Sometimes the knife just knows what the knife knows, and it goes, Crocs are terrible. Blah.
Did you see the Croc boots?
I've heard about them.
Okay. Why? They're just, I mean, it's, I don't have a story, but it just made me think of it. They're just Croc boots. It's Crocs, but they go up like halfway up the leg. Up the shin.
So what are you saying? You wouldn't rock them, or you would?
I would not rock them. Could you not hear that in my voice? How disgusting I was.
Are you saying that you don't want them for your birthday?
No, I do not.
Can we get together a change.org petition to put these to bed and get rid of them?
Oh, they're terrible.
Of course they are. They're Croc boots. Crocs are terrible.
I want to buy them for somebody.
You. You clomp around in those. Yeah, have fun. The kid was fine, only nicked him, and he insisted on finishing the haunted house. So everything is fine. until they get sued or whatever it's going to happen after that.
Okay, I want you to sleep better. This doctor says he has the solution. If you, you're struggling with your sleep pattern.
A lot of people do struggle with their sleep pattern. So I think this is hopefully important information for
them. He says you need to use a 10-3-2-1 trick.
10-3-2-1.
Yeah, to get the perfect night's sleep. He said, so 10 hours before bedtime, no caffeine.
10 hours.
10 hours.
Okay. That's a lot of advanced planning here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to bed at 9:24, so.
10 hours before bed, no 11, caffeine.
Okay. Wow. No caffeine. Fair enough.
And 3 hours before bed, no big meals. Avoid all big meals.
Okay.
Heavy, heartburn, all that stuff.
3 hours before bed.
Mm-hmm. All right. That also includes alcohol.
Who's this quack? What's going on here?
And then 2 hours before bed, no work. So just be done with it.
Oh, okay. Sure. No problem. Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
There you go.
Antoine, could I have my magic wand, please?
Yes. If someone's calling or texting you about work, nope.
No more work.
You
yes.
can't do it. Can't answer the phone call, the text message, email. Leave it alone.
Dr. Stupid told me so, so I have to. All right. And then one?
And no screens.
No screens.
Put the phone down.
Okay.
For the last hour.
Yeah. So I understand. Mm-hmm. Of course you fall asleep at the end because you have nothing else going on. All right. There's nothing left in life.
This is my trick. You get perfect sleep.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you so much. The flow chart will bore you to death, so you'll go to bed, and that'll be the end of it.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.